Okay, so we're back. This is part two of setting up a 3D printer. All right, Arpan, so what have we done since last time? We've got this plastic, or is this PVC or like this, this tubing?
This is some sort of plastic filament guiding tube.
Right.
That we've put one end into the extruder and one end is sort of just tacked on behind the MakerBot. Then we've put attached the spool of plastic. Also on a spindle behind the MakerBot.
And then threaded the thin...
Yeah, we haven't threaded
okay,
it yet.
Okay, not yet.
It's coming up. But yeah, that's the idea.
Okay, it's going to go through this plastic tube and into the extruder. All right, so let's power it on. I'm going to put the phone... I'll put the phone right here on the table so it can get the sound of it. All right, here we go. Watch nothing happen. This might be anticlimactic.
Okay.
Indeed it was.
Oh, there is a power switch.
There is a power switch. All right, let's flip it.
Okay, here it goes.
That was also anticlimactic.
So,
all right, so now did the LCD light up?
Yes.
What do we got?
We have some light, nice neon lighting inside.
Yep.
And the LCD screen is lit up, says, "Welcome, I'm Replicator 2. Press the red M to get started."
Okay.
That's the middle button. Of the,
yep.
Yeah.
Press it.
A solid M means I'm working and will update my status when I'm finished. It seems to be very sensitive, the M button.
Okay.
So I might have already skipped a couple of screens.
Awesome.
I'm going to read from the manual, which also lists these screens. Blinking M means I'm waiting and will continue when you press the button, which is what it's doing right now.
Yep.
Our next steps will... get me set up. First, we'll restore my build platform and all that. So, let's see. Yes. So, we're back on that again.
Okay.
And the last screen says, so it's nice and level. It's probably a bit off from shipping. It's talking about the build
plate. The plate that the 3D object actually gets printed onto. But, so, we've raised it all the way up, but now what?
Mm-hmm. So the manual talks a lot about why it's important for the plate to be
lined level, up, of course.
Which, yeah, it makes sense. You don't want to have crooked 3D models printed.
Yeah.
So how to level the build platform? You must adjust three knobs under the build platform. So that's what we're going to do next.
Okay.
I think that's going to take a little bit of time.
Okay, so we'll stop here and adjust three knobs and make sure this thing is completely level so we don't have crooked shapes. Because we'll have plenty of ways of making them crooked by screwing up our legitimate model files instead. And then we'll be back.